From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson's Oakdale Lake, which typically opens around Memorial Day, opened late this year on July the 4th. That was because until the city's Common Council took action on a $46,500 budget amendment June 27th, the funds needed to have lifeguards on duty 7 days a week from noon to 6 p.m. did not exist. Youth Department Director Nick Zakos, who oversees the Oakdale facilities, said, and I quote, "We had to wait and make sure that we had the money to pay lifeguards outside the hours of our summer camp," end quote. In addition to the $9,000 for lifeguards, the amendment will also allow the youth department to make facilities upgrades, including new fire alarm and heating systems and funding for summer programs. Zakos said there were about 75 visitors to the beach the first day it was open. Most of the visitors walk and many take taxis to the beach, he said. The beach is open through the end of August. Swimming is allowed only when a lifeguard is on duty from noon to 6 p.m. every day. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Casey Sealer is reporting for the Times Union. The Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie spent the recent Independence Day holiday under water restrictions. The facility responded to a July 3rd advisory issued by the village of Coxsackie following the latest of four water main breaks since June 28th. The prison water system draws principally from the village network. The situation required Green to stagger showers and laundry use. The State Department of Health was aware of the situation in its role as the Environmental Health Agency for Green County. The restrictions were lifted late in the day, July 5th. Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans said the village does not have much of a water storage system, which increases the impact of multiple water main breaks within a short period of time. Evans said breaks usually occur during the colder months due to extreme cold and sudden thaws. He said, and I quote, "Why are we getting them this week? It's anybody's guess," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. Paving work on Route 9 in Greenport will begin Monday, July 9th. Motorists are advised to plan for delays on Route 9 between the Hudson City line and the intersection at Bell's Pond. The work will continue through Friday, July 27th. The Times Union is reporting the State Office of Court Administration shut down the Rensselaer County Courthouse late in the morning of July the 5th due to a cooling system malfunction in the building. The courthouse, located at 2nd and Congress Street, houses the state Supreme Court, county court, and surrogates court operations. It also houses the district attorney's and public defender's offices. The court calendars for the remainder of the day were canceled. Court officials said the third floor was very hot. Judges' chambers, a courtroom, the district attorney's office, and the grand jury are all located on that floor. Read the full story in the Times Union. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. On July 5th, village officials said the Saugerties Village Beach on Estefus Creek has been closed due to high levels of fecal contamination. Saugerties Mayor Bill Murphy said the beach was closed because of high fecal bacteria levels caused by, and I quote, extreme heat, end quote. He said Saugerties was not alone, and that, and I quote, multiple beaches in New York State have been closed for the same reason, end quote. Murphy said the beach will not reopen until it can be retested and cleared by county officials. He said, and I quote, "The hope was to reopen by this weekend," end quote. It is unknown when the water will be retested. The source of the contamination was unknown. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.